3 weeks ago, we had a great day. And what about two or three nights ago, his world fell apart.
Family man. Yeah. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, it is busy here. I mean, I feel like we're in Santa's workshop and we are busily getting stuff done. Which reminds me, a dad just wrote me and I haven't even looked at it because we've been gone, but he was challenging me on how I like Christmas too much, I think, and that we shouldn't be celebrating that. Hey, that's for a different conversation. We're going to have that conversation, by the way. But I'm not going to. But anyway, so we're busy. We're busy
was
here.
Was his name Ebenezer?
No, it was not. He was a good meaning dad.
Okay.
I was just trying to do the best he can. And I'm going to shake them up. So,
well, if you're worried about, you know, not doing enough for Christmas, just take your cues from me. I set the bar nice and low here.
No, he was worried about doing too much for Christmas.
So. I told my wife yesterday, honey, thank you for doing all that you do to make Christmas happen. And I told the kids, look, you need to thank your mom because literally without her, there would be no Christmas. And
it'd
she wouldn't even
be
have
a blue. Yeah.
She wouldn't Christmas. Even have Christmas presents for herself if so.
I know it. I don't know. We should have like that should be a I'm gonna write this down. what do we call that? I'm gonna just put a note as Santa's helper celebrate or something. Thank you. Because you know, really we should. I mean, my wife's the same way. She was up early this morning, you know, on her iPhone, ordering stuff, looking at stuff. And I mean, she cares about our kids, Scott. You know, I just kind of would go, well, it's Christmas Eve. I'm going to go over to Dollar General and do all my Christmas shopping.
That sums it up pretty well. I'd just put some cash in a stocking for them. Yeah, you got 10 bucks again this year. Deal with it.
Or you could do like your own kids do and go, sorry, kids. I forgot.
Yes.
You know, my wife, you know, she buys like 14 shirts hoping that this one child or this one, you know, person will like this. And if not, she can exchange it. And she's, I saw things early on she was looking at and I'm like, yeah, I'd do that one. Well, you know, she's gone and looked at 45 different other options that all look very similar. And she just wants to get the very best one. And really, it's pretty amazing. Again, I would do a lot less. And
we do.
And we do. And so we should thank them. You know, I can't remember who the dad is. I could look it up right now. But I think we need to come up with like a dad dictionary. I'm going to work on that. Dad dictionary. I'm going to write that down too. That, you know, that we would know, like have terms for things that maybe dads go through. Like his dad wrote and he, cause I had written, a few weeks ago about a dad who had this conversation and we talked about it actually on the podcast, a dad who had a conversation in his driveway. Remember they were on a date and they came back and all of a sudden he said it started going downhill real quick. Yes. And he knew, and he said, we should call that dads would know. We could say I was with my wife and then it went super G. You know, like the super yes. G slalom, how it's going downhill quick. And I thought that is a great idea because then we would all know, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, we were having a great day. And then it went super G, you know, and then we would know those terms and it would be kind of like that's so D, you know, we just have this stuff that only we would know.
Yes. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be that hard for our wives to figure out.
That's probably true. But it would be comforting to know that we alone. You know, had our own little, I don't know what you call it. It's not your own, not idioms. That doesn't sound very cool. Your own slang, you know.
This is starting to feel like work, man.
Or we could just do nothing. I hear you. I hear you. But we just got back from Florida. I had another kind, either her mother or her father, I think it was a mother, who said, Florida, wedding, wow. You know, like we were out being super exposers, you know, or putting the whole world in danger.
I'm going to make a little button on my keyboard here. That's just, I just push it and you say, I just got back from Florida again.
I know.
Okay. It's like every episode. I just got back from Florida this week.
Oh yeah. That could be a term. One of the slangs. Okay.
I don't know what it would mean, but okay.
I don't either. But so we were, my nephew's wedding, and my nephew Jason, he married family man Kevin Fitro's daughter, Lucy. And I was able to officiate the ceremony. It was a great time. But we had a couple little highlights, things that, you know, we didn't have a lot of time. But we went to, if you haven't been there, if you're looking for something new to do in Florida, we went to Blue Springs State Park, where, you know, these crystal clear waters, they're blue, actually. When the sun is shining, it wasn't really shining when we were there. But my wife heard that you could see manatees there. And we were talking to some lady. She said, oh, yeah, she was there on Monday and saw three of them. We probably saw 80, 90, 100. I mean, just big groups of 30 of them together. It was super cool, from humongous ones to little baby ones, and it was really fun. So that's Blue Springs State Park. And then we had an evening and we went to Mount Dora. It has nothing to do with Dora the Explorer. I didn't see a mountain either. But somebody said, oh, there's a historic village that has kind of, or downtown, with, they have a lot of Christmas lights. And so we went down there and it was filled with Christmas lights. It was super fun. So if you're in the area and you need something fun to do, check out Mount Dora. So that was good. Scott, you said you had a little sports segment. We should have a little intro into it, because we don't, you know, we don't really don't do sports on our show very often. So
put some crowd.
Okay, go ahead.
That's actually very appropriate, because this is about college football, not like pro football where they don't have marching bands and all that. There was a story, and this really doesn't have anything to do with dads, I don't think, unless you're a dad of a daughter who wants to play college football.
Okay.
Because there was a couple weeks ago now, I think it was Vanderbilt, had a woman, a female, play the highest level of college football that has ever been played by a female.
I think I heard this. Go ahead. Give me some more info.
She was the kicker. She apparently is a soccer player, and she could kick the football too. So they let her kick the opening kickoff for the second half, I think it was. And what perplexed me was the media firestorm afterwards, because it was hailed as like this greatest thing, this huge achievement. She broke the glass ceiling and all that. But then you see the video of her doing this kickoff, and it was a dud. It went about 20 yards maybe. And it got like to the second line of defenders or something, that, you know,
yeah.
And it wasn't a guy who normally receives the ball at all. He just kind of got it and fell down, I think. But then the people were like, wow, that was really not impressive. You know, the comments on it, on the video. And then other people were like totally bashing anyone who bashed her for not having a great play. And they actually literally, correct me if I'm wrong, all you experts in football, because I'm not an expert. I mean, I've watched a fair amount of football, but never in my life have I heard of a directional kick, which is what they were saying it was. They said she perfectly executed the kick that she was told to execute, which was a directional kick. So apparently there's some play in football that I've never heard of before where you're supposed to just kick it like 20 yards. And
well, I'm not an expert either, but I do know they do have a kick that, you know, it'd be like an on or whatever.
Onside kick. Yeah, that's
right.
Different.
Right. Maybe that's the same thing, though.
No. If she was doing an onside kick, because I've seen plenty of those, if she was doing an onside kick, that was the worst onside kick ever, and nobody else on her team knew she was doing an onside kick because they didn't line up right for that.
Okay, there you go. And so what's the point, Scott? What's the point?
My whole point of bringing this up is just that I was just irritated, because it's like I thought the whole point of it was that she could play with the big boys, and if she shanks a kick, well, then just say she shanked the kick, and, you know... Let her deal with that. That's part of playing with the big boys. Don't make up some new name for another kick. It's just part of the downfall of Western civilization. That's my whole point.
Sounds like you've been nursing this for a while, Scott.
No, yeah, it was just dumb, and I had nothing else to contribute.
Well, here's the Here's my contribution to the dad part. Dads, don't let your daughters be football players. I mean, really, you know, why can't we just say girls weren't made to play football? Girls were meant to do other things, better things. You know, football's a blue job. It's a boy thing. And again, I don't know why we're in, well, I do. I mean, it's really from the beginning, but we're in this race to make sure there are no distinctions between boys and girls. And I think, you know, the ones who are going to be the most hurt by that are the girls and the boys, you know, because there are distinctions. God made distinctions. And we as dads need to encourage those distinctions. So I'm not going to say what they are, but one of them is don't let your girls play football. There you go. Okay. Well, you know, Scott, I've been pondering the last few days. I do that from time to time, you know, usually after I get an email, and I got one of those emails. I don't know if it was an email or text, but it was from Timothy Sammons, who's written me several times. But he just was letting me know that Ben Adams, a family man, longtime, you know, member of the team, that his wife died suddenly just a couple nights ago. Now, he didn't say how, and I don't know if it was COVID related, but it was, to me, it just felt like a punch in the gut. Not because, you know, I had ever talked to her, I may have, but I just imagine put myself in his shoes. And I've gotten emails like this before and texts like this before. And usually what I do is I go back and look at old emails to see, you know, if I've had an interaction. And I mean, really, it wasn't that long ago since the last time we interacted. In fact, just three or four weeks ago, his oldest daughter got married. And I sent him a text because Tim asked me to, and, you know, wishing him a great day. And 3 weeks ago, we had a great day. And what about two or three nights ago, his world fell apart, very unannounced. And then you all know Coach Rick that we've had on the show a couple times. My friend down in Florida has a great homeschool PE program that's been really whacked from this whole thing going on right now. And he had written me last week and said two of his older brothers, and his brothers are really quite a bit older than he is. One was 74, one was 69, I think. That they both had COVID. They were both in the hospital, ICU, two separate states, so they were unrelated. He was one of, Coach Rick's like the youngest of 10 children. And, you know, he said they were on oxygen, but not ventilators. And I wrote last night and I just said, hey, how are your brothers going? And he said, my brother Ed or Eddie, the older one, had died on Saturday. And, you know, I was just, again, I've never met Eddie. I don't, you know, I don't know him, but he said he had been married 52 years. And I know for some of us, and they're like, oh, he was ancient, you know, he wasn't ancient. And he had six kids and lots of grandchildren. And, you know, I guess I was just struck again how not just fleeting things are, but how little warning we get when, you know, something tragic is about to happen. And I think for Ben, you know, that his whole Christmas has just changed. You know, maybe his wife is like our wife, Scott, which seems to be a pattern, you know, and she had all that, you know, lots of the Christmas stuff done and all her little plans. And now, you know, he's got a pile of packages and probably don't even know who they go to, you know, and all those plans don't even matter anymore. Christmas doesn't even matter anymore. And yet he has to continue on. And, you know, Coach Rick's brother, Eddie, his family, you know, they just were not anticipating, you know, a few weeks ago that their Christmas was going to be ruined because dad wasn't going to be there. And I don't know about you, but that's just super sobering to me because we don't know. We don't know. It doesn't have to be COVID. It can be anything. you know, that just changes life. And so, Dad, I just, you know, I know we can't live in that moment because I know you've tried, Scott. I've tried, you know, where you're like, okay, from now on, I'm going to be more attentive. But maybe we can use their loss to make us more attentive for maybe a couple days or, you know, maybe through this next season. Because I haven't written the Family Man Weekly yet, but while I was in Mount Dora, and this is the other thing I've been pondering, while I was in Mount Dora, this is what I'm going to write, actually. It was crowded. I mean, there were people everywhere. Most of them had masks on, and not everybody, but, you know, and it was super. Someone said that a Hallmark, I haven't checked that out. I was going to check that out, that a Hallmark movie had been made in Mount Dora, and it looked like it could have been. And we were outside a candy shop and an ice cream shop because one of my children wanted to go and kind of was throwing a fit because nobody else wanted to. So his good mother said, I'll go. And I'm like, and I felt guilty and I had to go. And so I had to take him. And so we went and they went into the store. It was small. So I just stood outside and waited for them. But as I waited, again, there were twinkling lights everywhere. There were a couple of round, you know, what do you call them? Like on a, not diner tables, but you know, the tables like out on the curb kind of thing, sidewalk. And there was a dad and a mom and then a girl. The girl was probably, she's probably older than she looked. She was probably 23-ish. And you could tell she was challenged, you know. I mean, she was obviously, she had a really deep voice, you know. She had a deep voice. She didn't look quite right. She was able to, I mean, she was communicating. And you could tell she, maybe socially, she had no idea. And she was loud. And she had this big cup of blue ice cream, you know, the kind that my kids would get, Superman ice cream or something like that. And as she was eating it, she had it like all over her face. I mean, she had, and she knew it. She's like, oh, is my tongue blue? You know, and she was yelling. And at one point she said, she was just going on about how awesome this was. And she goes, I am here with my mom, my dad, and on my birthday, and I'm with my family. And she goes, this is great. And she was really loud. And I know other people were looking. And I watched them for a while. And the mom, she was interacting with their daughter. But the dad, I don't think he said one word. He looked totally disengaged, you know, as he ate his whatever he ate, butter brickle. And I almost bothered, you know, like, I didn't really want to have to come here. Yeah, they're always, she's always loud, you know. I don't need to talk, you know, she doesn't care. But this excitement of this child, and I thought this disengagement of this dad, and I thought, you know, it's easy for dads to be like that. You know, it's easy to, when everybody else is going somewhere, it's easy for us to go, I don't want to go, you know, just go do it yourself. Or if we get drug along, then we kind of let everybody know that we don't really care, you know, or we're not going to be engaged. And I thought, shame on me, shame on that dad. I almost said something, but I thought, I don't know the whole story. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's deaf and mute, maybe, you know, whatever. But I, you know, I, for you, Dad, I don't want you to miss this. Your kids need you. You know, like that girl said, we're a family and it's my birthday, you know, and because you're a family. And, you know, that's why I say at the end of the show, you to Dad, you to Dad. You know, I hate the phrase as much as you do. And I know Scott hates it as well because, you know, it gets in my face sometimes, especially when my kids or my wife uses it. That's why I chose it. So it would be an encouragement to you to be involved in your family. Again, I'm not going to pretend like, oh, you know, do it, start today and then just keep it up for the rest of your life. Because we dads, it goes super G, you know, sometimes and all those other things. But maybe, because as this comes out, Scott, on Thursday, this is 12/10. We're 15 days from Christmas. Did you hear me, Scott? 15 days from Christmas.
Holy mackerel.
15 days till Christmas. You know, I mean, that just blows me away.
Hey, I got to jump off for a second here, man. My cat just broke a Christmas ornament and that's carrying pieces around in its mouth. Sorry. We have this little Charlie Brown type Christmas tree here in our basement that my wife just insists we put up as many trees as we can. And my cat, you know, this is the first Christmas for this cat, so he just is having a ball with all the Christmas ornaments. And of course, he broke the one that said, Jesus is the reason for the season. And it's, you know, like one, the really breakable one on this tree. So, and then he was like carrying a piece of it around in his mouth. And
have you not learned?
No.
Have you not learned?
This one, I knew what I was getting into, but I did it solely because
why do we do this?
My youngest daughter asked for a kitten. And I was like, honey, you know, they become cats. And we can't just keep getting kittens because they all become cats and then you're stuck with them. And I'll do this once.
I know, Dad.
I will do this one more time for you, but that's it.
I know it. Well, you know what? Yeah, but this, when you get a cat or a dog, it's like a 15-year commitment. Not like a turtle.
Yeah, hermit crabs. Those are good pets.
Oh, yeah. Because when they die, throw them in the trash can.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even name him, really. It's like the perfect pet.
Pet Rock. That's what I'm getting next.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I said. And then I gave in and paying the price. I guess part of being a dad. We need a term for that. Dads who get dogs. Stupid. That's so stupid. I'm writing that down. Dads who get dogs. Is he doing it again?
Yeah, but I've got the broom here, so I'm going to hit him with it every time he goes after an ornament.
I feed him chocolate. I don't know if it'll kill cats, but, you know. Well, you know that, who is that? And I know I've just said it on here, and I don't even know what we were talking about before, Scott, because your cat ruined it.
It was something really deep and meaningful.
It was, but we're away from that now. But what one of the dads wrote, and I'm sure I said it on the show because it was so hilarious. But they had a cat, and it was an old cat, and it got into some pain or something. And, you know, it was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. And the wife said, I'm leaving, but you need to take care of that cat. And so the guy goes out, and he's supposed to get rid of
There's
the cat.
A lot of latitude in that sentence there.
So he went out into the woods and shot the cat, and then he's coming back with his gun over his shoulder, and his wife pulls back in the driveway and she goes, what are you doing? He goes, well, I got rid of the cat. And she said, I meant clean him up. So I thought that is awesome.
That sounds like an Andy Griffith show or something.
I know it. It's like you play stupid and they give you a lot of leeway. So anyway. Well, hey, so anyway, what I was saying, probably, I don't remember now, but Dad, maybe just in these last 15 days leading up to Christmas, maybe we pull out the stops and we become engaged. Maybe Christmas is not your thing. Maybe going to see lights is not your thing. You make it your thing because your kids need family. They want you to be there and everybody to be there. And remember, from Ben Adams, you know, and Coach Rick, it changes just like that, you know, and you don't know. As we talked, I think a week or two ago, I mean, this might be someone in your family's last Christmas. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing if we just wasted it thinking, we'll do it next year, and it never, ever comes. So, hey, we're out of time. Dad, thanks for wasting another 30 minutes of your life with us. I can't tell you how much that means to me. I appreciate your emails and your texts, and thanks for being on the team. I hope you've gotten I know you all haven't, but your You to Dad daily calendar. I've got, still got some in some boxes behind me. They're going off the shelves. Or, encourage your wife with a Smiling Homeschooler calendar. It's a perpetual calendar. We haven't gotten to Bethlehem game. It's still time to be engaged in that. I think we're going to play it tonight at our family Advent night. And honestly, I'm not a game player. I don't get real excited about it. But I've got my game face on, my Christmas face on. And when they say, hey, let's play to Bethlehem, I'm going to go, yeah, let's do it. Because it's a tradition in our family. And in fact, on the back of our board, we write the winner every year on the back of the board. So we have a written history, the things that really, really matter. So, hey, Dad, have a great week. Do some dad stuff, be engaged, and pray for Ben Adams as he lost his wife this past week. Pray for Coach Rick as he lost his brother this past week, just a few days ago. And then you cherish this time you have with your kids, with your family, because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. And don't forget to go to familymanweb.com and order your Christmas gifts today. And if you want, you can check out my album, A Socially Distant Christmas, wherever music is sold. iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. It's under Scott L. Moore, and it's A Socially Distant Christmas. And the music you're listening to is a sample from the album. So if you like it, please help out a fellow family man and buy a copy. By the way, if you're old school like me and you want a CD, send me an email, scott@unsocializedmedia.com, and I'll get your information and I'll send you one. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.
So, you know, I mean, 15 days. Have you got your wife's Christmas present yet?
Oh, I have not. Well, she got
okay, just leave something. It there. Just leave it there. No, don't. You got to, even if she gets it herself, you got to get something.
I know.
You know, just so she knows. I mean, my wife's getting so practical. I mean, she's got like an Amazon wish list. I mean, and what says, I love you, honey, like Teflon coated cake pans, you know, I mean, but I did find something.
We're going to have to talk about this for like a whole episode or something.
Okay.
I don't know what those things blow up in my face when I try and do them. I try and do the romantic
I know.
Thing.
And it's I think what blows up, and then this, we could talk about this too. Maybe we will talk a little bit, is that when we try to get something, the greatest thing ever or something, you know, I just think what my wife really appreciates is when I know what she likes. In something small, just to let her know that I tried and care and that I love her. So Dad's, I told Scott to tag this on at the end. Be looking for your wife because you only got 15 days. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. Okay, I'm out of here.